Firefighters in Cork City have successfully tackled a blaze at the former Good Shepherd Convent in Sunday's Well. The derelict building, which was also home to a Magdalen laundry and an orphanage, has been the subject of several large fires in recent years. Victor Shine is second officer with Cork Fire Service.
At approximately 11:45 yesterday evening, we received a call to a fire at a property on the north side of the city, the Good Shepherd's Convent, you'd be aware of, to a substantial fire. And seven crews from Cork City Fire Service responded to the incident and started to deal with the fire. During the event, there was a floor collapse in the western end of the section of the building that was on fire, bringing two substantial steel cast iron bathtubs down from the first floor to the ground floor, with the potential of obviously causing catastrophic injury to firefighting crews and so on. At 8 o'clock this morning, the fire was brought under control and damping down operations carried on until just before 11 o'clock this morning. And we have now completed the operation and all crews are back at station.
So this involved almost 12 hours work. I had a look at some pictures of the building taken not that long ago. It is in a very poor state of repair. And as you say, it must be dangerous.
It is a declared registered derelict building. It is secured by a fence around the property, but access has been gained by persons or persons unknown into these properties and causing further damage. So on this occasion, the Gardaí are obviously investigating the cause of this fire, but it was probably the last section of building that had wooden floors left in it, and it was that timber was burning last night.
This is far from the first time that there's been a fire at this particular building.
Yes, we've had numerous fires, probably going back to as late as 2012 in that property. But there's very little left now of the internal structure. It's basically the brickwork that's on the, you know, the main structure is what's left, the facade of the building, you know. So it's a beautiful looking building, but it is extremely dangerous and not fit for anybody to be in or near that property.
This must be very frustrating for you as well, that you're being called out again and again and firefighters are having basically to put their lives at risk.
It is. Very frustrating. It's taking up a huge amount of resources from Cork City when these fires occur. They have to be dealt with. You can't just leave it burn because it is a structure that needs to be protected as well. Because if it was left burn, you'd have total collapse of that property. And it's such a magnificent structure. It needs to be preserved, you know, for the history of Cork as well.
And is there anything that can be done, anything further that can be done to stop people gaining access to this site?
Our building control team now have been reviewing this and have been in contact with the owners of the property and looking at additional security features on it, putting steel shuttering up around the building. There was wooden shuttering there, but that's been removed to gain access into these properties. So steel shuttering would be one option, and obviously additional security perhaps, but that would be up to the owners of that property to secure that site appropriately to protect it from further damage or danger to the public.
As things stand though, and if the current situation continues, it sounds as though, you know, people are going to keep on gaining access and these fires are going to continue.
Absolutely. And probably going to the summer season now when the gorse materials, the trees, the bushes, the hedges and so on around that area start to dry out. There is a potential for bigger fires around that area and causing it to spread and so on. But it is vandalism to a high level is causing this as well. It's not, these buildings don't set themselves on fire.
Victor Shine there of Cork Fire Service.